Good morning, Nickel City. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Laurentian looks to extend creditor protection to September 30. Members of Laurentian University's Senate voiced their displeasure Tuesday after LU President Robert Hache revealed the university's plans to seek yet another extension of the stay of proceedings protecting LU from its creditors, this time until September 30. Laurentian declared insolvency and filed for creditor protection under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, well over a year ago, on February 1, 2021, and has been undergoing court-supervised restructuring since that time, which has included layoffs and program cuts. The current stay of proceedings, issued by the court this past winter, expires May 31. The university plans to return to court May 30 to seek a further four-month creditor protection extension. Laurentian is also currently in negotiations to come up with a plan of arrangement to pay out its creditors, which they must then approve. Hache said motion materials that provide details on the status of Laurentian's restructuring will be presented to the court and made available on or about May 23. I do want to make sure that people understand that there was never an expectation that the process would end on May 31, but simply that it would be a report back to the court, said Hache, speaking at the May 17 meeting of LU Senate. Read the full story here. Michael Cady testifies in his own trial on day two, even though Michael Cady made less than $40,000 in 2017, but spent nearly $100,000 on big ticket purchases, he is adamant he did not know his wife was stealing money from Henninger's Diesel. Cady, who testified on day two of his trial, said he was flabbergasted when he was arrested by provincial police in connection to defrauding the small business of more than $1 million. You can read our coverage of day one of the trial here. You made less than $40,000 that year, and on your evidence, Karen was making $28 an hour, said Crown Counsel Carolyn Hackett, of the province's Serious Fraud Office. Would you agree that spending $98,000 while making less than 40 kelvins is suspicious? For one person, yes, said Cady. I honestly can't tell you, other than trusting and believing in my wife that our finances were in order, and that they were able to afford everything they were buying. Read the full story here. Local union alleges health workers unknowingly exposed to toxin. A unionized medical worker in Sudbury is ringing the alarm bell after discovering that a routine medical procedure might be toxic for the people who care for chemotherapy patients in local long-term care homes. Tara Fennell, a personal support worker, is now assigned as a special project researcher for Local 598 Unifor, Sudbury Mine Mill and Smelter Workers Union. It was while caring for a patient in February that Fennell learned that she might have been exposed to the unusual situation involving a patient receiving a particular form of chemotherapy that renders the person cytotoxic. Cytotoxic chemotherapy medications are hazardous to handle and they remain hazardous even after being administered. Special precautions are supposed to be taken by healthcare workers when providing care to a cytotoxic patient, as even the person's bodily waste products can be toxic. Fennell first encountered the situation in Sudbury after seeing a sign posted on a resident's door indicating that chemotherapy medication was being used. But there was nothing else provided. There was no education. The staff had no idea. I had approached a couple of people and asked what it was about, and they weren't sure, just that the residents were taking chemotherapy meds. Read the full story here. Man wanted on Canada-wide warrant has ties to Sudbury. A repeat offender known to frequent the Sudbury area is wanted by the OPP on a Canada-wide warrant as a result of breaching a statutory release. Jakub Beisel is described as a Caucasian man, 22 years of age, standing 5'8" tall and weighing 149 pounds with short brown hair and green eyes. He was serving a three-year sentence for armed robbery while using a restricted or prohibited firearm, possession of a firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order, and failing to comply with sentence. He is known to frequent the Brampton, Barrie, Orillia, North Bay and Sudbury areas. Anyone who has had contact with this offender or has information in regards to his whereabouts is asked to contact the Provincial Repeat Offender Parole Enforcement Squad at 416-808-5900 or toll-free at 1-866-870-7673, ROPE, or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, TIPS, or call 911. 5 strike back against Titans 112-84. The Sudbury 5 struck back in Game 2 of their semifinal series against the KW Titans on May 17. Not only did the Kings of the Underground win at home, but they did it decisively, squishing the Titans 112-84. This means each team has a win apiece in their 5-game series. The Titans took the first game 122-116. The dominating presence of Jalen Bland led the 5 with 30 points, with 31 of those points coming off three-pointers, while newly awarded newcomer of the year Jeremy Harris pitched in 24 points and 12 rebounds in his 43 minutes of play. With 1,300 fans in attendance, Dexter Williams Jr. also managed to net 18 points for the 5, with Braylon Raisin, Georges Sarres and Jason Caliste rounding out the scoring. The 5 will have a chance to take lead in the semifinal series in Game 3 on May 20 in Kitchener-Waterloo. Read the full story here. Local Tories skipping debates, avoiding interviews. The Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario candidates in both Nickel Belt and Sudbury appear to be laying low by skipping public debates and avoiding media inquiries. Our candidates are focused on knocking on doors and speaking with constituents directly about the issues that matter to their community. PC candidate communications lead Christina Rampt emailed in response to an interview request with local candidates by Sudbury.com. Sudbury.com also phoned and stopped by Sudbury candidate Mark Despoti's campaign headquarters earlier this week to submit an interview request in person. "We have yet to receive the callback that was requested." Neither Despoti nor Nickel Belt candidate Randy Hazlett has responded to a separate interview request issued last week regarding the Ontario Autism Program. The waitlist for children to receive programming has roughly doubled to more than 52,000 during Progressive Conservative Premier Doug Ford's tenure, despite an earlier pledge to eliminate the waitlist. The Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce hosted 2 virtual debates last week, with Wednesdays featuring Sudbury candidates and Thursdays featuring Nickel Belt candidates. Neither Despoti nor Hazlett attended these events. Read the full story here. Forecast promises a cloudy, rainy day. It's going to a cloudy, possibly rainy day for Thursday. There is a 60% chance of showers this morning. The wind will be out of the southwest at 20 km per hour in the afternoon. The UV index today is 3, or moderate. Tonight, expect more showers and a low of 9.